Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this edition of Sunset City Radio. This broadcast. Welcome to this edition of Sunset City Radio, brought to you by New Day for Islam and America Community Radio. Today we bring you a creative universe unlike anything you could ever imagine, where creative motivation is your escape from reality. Tune in to hear the charismatic FC Sabri, the smoothly precise Bilal Keith, and the astounding interviewer Majestic Majid, Thursday night, 6 to 7 p.m. With us, the night is always young.
Yes, Sunset City Radio is live and direct.
Welcome to Sunset City Radio.
Yes, welcome back, I should say. With your host, producer, DJ slash DJ Master Key, Bilal Key here, alongside the astounding digital fingerprinter, SD Sabri.
And of course,
the beautiful and very creative and the actor, Majestic Majid, in the building. We are here live
studio.
And direct.
Yes, we're here.
So now, we have a wonderful show here today
for you guys.
Yes, and excitement has been building over the last couple of days here.
Can't even contain myself.
My body is really twitching and all around the place. It's so good. It's so much heat to be played today. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What is going to be said? But today's topic is
having a Harlem Shake seizure over here. That's good. It's real good, man.
Today's topic is innovating interfaith, and we want to go into
absolutely
that topic. Majestic McGee, would you like to start us off this week?
Basically, innovating interfaith is sort of sharing your thoughts and ideas with people through networking. We've done that many times in order to get guests on the show and speak to them, so that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, no, I was talking with Sabri a couple of days ago when he went to the powwow on Queens Farm a couple of days ago.
Oh, yes, the powwow in Queens.
Do you want to talk about
I can express some a little innovating interfaith about that.
Yes,
you know,
please.
I have to say that the world is small. Now, I'll start off with saying that simply because you think that you have to go to maybe Japan or you need to go to Canada or any of these other places in the world in order to meet people that are like-minded, and you don't. They can be actually maybe three blocks away from you or in your area and in your neighborhood. All you need to do is just attend different events, and that's what innovating interfaith is all about. It's just expressing ideas with people from all walks of life. You're innovating interfaith every day, actually, if you want to put it like that. I mean, everyone came with the misconception that we were going to speak about, oh, we need to bring all these communities together and we need to unite as one. No, we're already doing that. We're not here to talk to you about what we want to do. We're telling you about what we're already doing. So whenever I went to this powwow event that was at Queens Farm, I forget the other name, when I went to Queens Farm to go to this Indian powwow, there was about 40 Indian nations there. And they were all singing and dancing, and they also had a big moment of reflection. There was this one person that came from this Indian tribe that I believe is in Nevada. He was talking about the fact that even though all of us here see our way of life differently through our different tribes and different clans, we all stand united together. We all represent one another, and we all respect one another. And that's really what it's all about. Whenever you're innovating interfaith, you're showing your respect for your fellow Jew, your fellow Christian, your fellow Caucasian person, your fellow African. You know, it's not any of this this racial discrimination. It's not discrimination of any sort. It's just love. You're showing love to other people. You're showing love to people's music. You're showing love to people's art. You're showing love to people's business, entrepreneurship, any of those things. Because love is the only way that human society is going to evolve. That's the only way innovating interfaith can happen. You have to love what you do. You have to love being a social person in whatever way that you're social. Birds of a feather flock together. Usually
right.
They use in a negative way, but we're showing you the positive side. We're flipping it today.
Yes, absolutely. And what I was telling you on the phone that night was that what the chief from the Native American tribe told you was pretty much in tune with all walks of life. And whenever you see or hear a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew, just substitute the word human, because we're all humans at the end of the day. We're all humans first before we become.
Absolutely, you did express that point. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Before we take on a way of life or a religion, we're human beings. And it's natural within our bodies, within our soul, to respect and love one another. It's natural. That's something in every
it's always human, in our nature.
That was something that was created in Adam, and the first human being, the first community that was created by God to lead by example. He was an example of that. And we have seen that countless times, and many times through people's love and affection, through the folklore movement with Muslims for our community,
especially
and
the folklorians,
the Christians and the Muslims working together. We have seen that in plenty of occasions that we have seen people work together. It's all about love, as I said, and respect for one another, respect people's values, respect people as human beings, most importantly, because at the end of the day, what brings us closer together is our human identity. What brings us close together is our human identity. Nothing else. Doesn't matter about color. Doesn't matter about what tribe or what set or what gang or what clique you're from or whatever it is. What brings us close together is our human identity. That we all are human at the end of the day. That we all love and respect one another.
Exactly. Treat your brother how you would treat yourself.
Right. You want for your brother what do you want for yourself at the end of the day?
Well,
for your sister,
exactly.
For your sister, vice versa. It works vice versa too. So we don't exclude nobody. There's no exclusion in our way of life. You know, it's
everyone's included.
Everybody's included in this recipe of success. If you are a Christian, if you're a good Christian, we love to work with you. If you're a Jew, we love to work with you. If you're a good Buddhist, we love to work with the good Buddhist people. Or so forth.
Yeah.
I definitely agree
with that, though. Because I definitely agree with that in terms of interacting with people of different faiths. Totally agree with that. We did that a few months ago, actually, with the Folklorian.
Yes.
At the Folklorian event in Harlem.
Yes.
Malcolm Shabazz. Yeah.
Yes, which was a beautiful event.
Shout out to Malcolm Shabazz.
Yeah, shout out for them, for Malcolm Shabazz, for putting that event on. But also, shout out to the Sister Claire Muhammad School of Corona, Queens, New York, on July 25th.
Yes.
On July 25th, 2012, Helen Marshall,
Muhammad School Day.
That's right, Claire Muhammad School Day in the city of here in Queens. It will be known across the city as Sister Claire Muhammad School Day. July 25th is that date. It will be noted as Sister Claire Muhammad School Day. This has been noted and it's been given to the school. Shout out to Imam Ibrahim and the Principal Sharifa Dai. They deserve it for all the hard work and they have put it into the school and into this institution to keep kids
into this groundbreaking groundbreaking achievement for them.
This is very groundbreaking,
groundbreaking.
And very for innovating interface, because it was held by Honorable Queen's Board President Hannah Marshall. Shout out to her and her team and her staff that they recognize the Muslims and this should help to clarify a lot of misinformation about Muslims here in New York City, especially in New York City. It's been rough since after 9/11. But as we've seen, this is a testament to the hard work and labor and through the community, working through the community at Bishop Sharifa Dai and Imam Yusuf Ramadan has done over the past years to work, and late Imam Pocketing as well, may God forgive him since Grand Paradise, as well as to embrace the community. And we have embraced Corona. We have embraced the church, which the school is housed in now, Jobs and Learning Tree, Reverend Bentley.
Yes.
To Reverend Bentley for their hospitality through very stressful time that we are in right now as far as getting back into our building, but soon with the help of
yes.
others, the help of other Muslims and the help of others, and meaning other people who are willing to join this effort, we would like you to join board and send your donations to the schools and write your checks out, bring your checkbooks, and write a check off to the
bring your fat checkbooks to the mosque, to the matches, not just these events, but also just events in general.
Yes,
help
bring
these people out.
Yes,
support them.
The cause here. And with that being said, it is 6:10, Sabri. You know what time that is.
Oh, my God. I almost forgot. I almost forgot because of all the goodness you were sharing. Ah, yes, the wonderful fireworks are playing in the background to commemorate this special Sunset City Mixdown.
Yes, so we're about to get into that.
The Digital Village Kids.
Yes.
In honor of our special guest, Noni Renee's upcoming birthday. So we're going to call it an unbirthday, like in Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
Get into it.
Get
and lock
it.
You are now tuned in to the Sunset City Mixdown on Sunset City Radio.
Somebody who pushes the envelope and does something outside of the ordinary.
A game changer to me is somebody who is, by following their heart and following what they feel is right versus what, you know, everybody else thinks is right.
Somebody who comes into the industry and shifts the energy significantly.
Let's hit all the juice. 영화처럼 첫눈에 반해본 적 전화기를 붙들고 밤새본 적 세상에 자랑해본 적 쏟아지는 빛 속에서 기다려본 적 그를 향해 미친 듯이 달려본 적 몰래 지켜본 적 미쳐본 적 다 보면서도 못 본 척 있겠죠 사랑해본 적 기념일 때문에 가난해본 적 사라고도 미안해 말해본 적 연애 편지로 날 세본 적 가족과의 약속을 밀어본 적 아프지 말라 신께 빌어본 적 친구를 피해본 적 잃어본 적 가라진 모습 지켜본 적 미친 듯 사랑해 늦게 왜 너 말 난 잘해도 늦게 왜 모든 걸 다 주셨는데 You got me going crazy 죽도록 사랑해 늦게 왜 내 몸과 맘에 다 줬는데 모든 걸 잃어버렸는데 어떡해
But keep it all fresh like supper. One of the supper gingerbread me and I'll be cutter. Skin ain't her risk I lose. So I choose to keep it being red like grips of Pyru. High, need a guy who rides the high moves. Who the cool high, who hides the night shoes. Till it's time to rise up, ride my eyes. I'm tired of all the lies, wanna buy the Yahoo.
City Radio.
The fireworks. Let me get to this.
the fireworks from Majid. Fireworks.
All right, well, I'd like to welcome.
Oh, we got more fireworks?
I have a wonderful fireworks.
Yes, Majid.
Yes.
That's Majid. Yes. Oh, please. Your moment. Just a firework for a grand entrance.
That's really
okay,
cool.
Sorry
like...
about that. There was some technical difficulty. And just like to welcome you to the Majestic Zone. How are you doing, Noni Renee?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing really good. It's a beautiful day, so, yeah, positive vibes. How are you doing?
I'm doing great right now. I'm in the acting studio. So I have a few questions to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What exactly draws you to music? Like, what gives you inspiration?
Really? I just get inspiration all the time. Like, walking outside, seeing people around, different experiences in life. Any time, whether I'm sitting at the computer or just watching some TV, a lyric or like something that really poetic or maybe even a melody will pop into my head, and then I just have the urge to just go to the keyboard or go grab a notebook, and I just kind of go from there. I just get inspiration at random times, really.
Wow. Those are actually good times to get motivated and do something. So have you moved around quite a few times, and has that influenced your music in any way?
Oh, you mean like moved around like in life, like moved to different cities and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. It's funny you ask. I was born in Philadelphia, but I moved to Brooklyn. Yeah, I moved to Brooklyn when I was about 11. And then just last year I moved to Queens. And then even in school, you know, that's kind of like a different move because you have to, like, pack up all your things and live somewhere else for a majority of the year. So, yeah, I have moved around quite a bit.
Wow. Okay, so are there any artists that are in your field that sort of give you, maybe not as an influence, but give you some inspiration to do your music? Is there any artists that do that?
Oh, yeah. Musicians that I look up to are like Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Pharrell Williams, and his band NERD, definitely. There's a underground, not underground, but like an indie artist called Toro Imoi, and I really love him. Like, got some really cool eclectic music. And singers like Jill Scott, it's a great range, but those are the names I'll give right now. Yeah, they give me inspiration to just keep on going.
So how do you go about spreading ideas with people with your music? Like, what's
I'm
the
sorry,
message that
again?
You want to give?
What's the message
that you like to give with your music?
Yeah, I just want to spread a message of just like peace and love. Like, not to sound cliche or anything, but really, I just want to spread more positivity and just good vibes. I try to just be as honest as I can. And, you know, if I'm not feeling something, I'm not going to put it out. So, I mean, when I write from the heart, and when I play from the heart. So I just want to inspire other people to just be honest with themselves and love themselves and love others and be honest with others. Yeah.
Wow, I really respect that.
Thank you.
I agree with you also. What instruments do you play?
I started out playing violin, and I kind of put that down for a while because my school didn't offer it. So then at that time, I went to guitar, and I started playing that. And that's, like, the instrument that I kind of mainly play now, kind of. But then in high school and then in college, I started focusing a lot more on piano. So I play those three instruments. Right now, I mainly play, like, guitar and piano.
Okay. All right, so now I'm going to introduce Bilal and Sajdeen into the segment.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
We're back. We've come back into the show. yes. I hope you enjoyed the Majestic Zone. I like it. It was nice in there.
Yeah,
cool.
It was really cool.
Tony, how you doing? How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm in a place of love and peace right now. Not to sound cliche, you know. So yeah, I'm good.
That's good.
I'm real good. Now, with the song that we played about getting out of here, what inspired that?
What inspired that?
Really nice sound, too, by the way. Shout out to whoever was on the drums. They made me come into a whole nother zone.
Right. That was my friend Liz. Oh my God. Special shout out to her.
Shout out to Liz.
She definitely came through and just, you know, played the drums, like, just great. It was just really awesome. It's a song about, you know, heartbreak and just getting over someone, just not wanting to, just, I don't know, just kind of being over the whole situation, you know, just a difficult situation, just being like, you know what, I can't with this anymore. I just have to move on. That type of attitude.
Exactly. I mean, it's just one of those things where I guess everyone can relate in terms of whether you've had to let go of friends, you had to let go of loved ones because, you know, they're stunting your growth. They're not helping you get to where you need to be. So in order to release the anchor, you're letting it go and you're setting sail off into that horizon out there to achieve the things that you want to achieve, whether it's in music, whether it's just in life, whether it's for career goals, whatever it is. Actually, I guess the best way to put it is to everyone listening, you know, if you have people that are being dead weight to you, please, please find it within your heart to let them go and accept love from other people.
And please don't
really care.
Yeah, please open up the receptacle can on Microsoft Windows and throw away dead weight. Delete the dead weight now as we speak. We're tired of that. We're tired of the dead weight. We want positivity. We want for others, but we want for ourselves. So therefore, we demand that those who are listening, those who are being held back, those who are in the gutters or in mines and the literal gutters, to get out of the gutters because the gutters is not necessarily where you want to be at. Where you want to be at is with your art, making good art. That's what Noni Renee does. She makes good art.
Thank you.
You make good art, and we appreciate the good art that you make, and we want to always extend an invitation for you to come back to make this good art. And to give us more heat to play for these mixdowns, so therefore everybody knows this is good art.
Right. Oh my gosh. Like, I've been trying to, as you know, like, I mean, because you know, like, we're on Facebook often, so you know, I'm like trying to put out this album and everything, but I've just been experiencing like some real challenges, and I wasn't expecting it. Like, you know, I mean, on one hand, it's good because, you know, I'm learning a lot and I'm growing as an artist and all that. But I mean, but then it gets frustrating because, you know, once you put the word out there, people are going to be looking out for something. But
exactly.
I don't know. But definitely coming soon. Everything is in the works. You know, I try to put a little something out every now and then, even though it may not be on the album. You know, it's still by me. So I try to put something out every now and then. So, yeah.
Maybe all of this will go on the bonus track. Like the bonus CD? There can be a bonus CD added.
Right. Well, no, Get Out of Here is going to be on the album. That's like, you can consider it like the first single. Like, yeah, that's on it, yeah. That's an official track.
You heard it first. That's an official track. We played it on Sunset City Radio.
Official anthem.
You know, I don't know who else has played it, but we have.
Oh, no, this was the debut. It was like
debut.
Like, it's not even downloadable yet. Not on YouTube or anything.
Unreleased pirated content. Let's get a lion for that.
You heard it first. Sunset Radio. Yes. Exclusive here. Only heard first.
Oh, this is cool.
But you mentioned, Noni, that you do like Stevie Wonder, which, you know, and a number of other people, and when I was doing the mixdown, Noni, I noticed that, and I hope you noticed, Sabrina noticed, and Majin noticed as well, and listeners noticed that I tried to combine the sounds together with the guitars and the electric guitars and the drums, because I knew that was going to be expected, so I wanted to lead up to you in the mixdown, not necessarily just throw you out there.
I did notice that, and I really appreciate that. I was like, oh, that was a nice mix, like, there was just such a great range of artists and how it just built up into my track. I thought that was really cool. I'm like, okay, Like, you know, that's what a mix is. You know, it's supposed to just blend and, you know, literally mix together. So it was just really great. That was, yeah, I definitely noticed.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we bring here to you as necessary. We bring you this good art. No.
That's what we strive to do, whether it's visual art that I do, whether it's audible art that you hear from Bilal, or who knows, in the next couple of, actually today, Majid can express his art. If you don't mind, Noni, I would like to give him just the floor for a couple of seconds.
No, I don't mind. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to sit back in my chair and just, you know, I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to stay, you know. The lion roar is ready. The lion in the back, we just brought a lion into Sunset City. You know, we named him Leo. He's cool. You know, we brought him in the month of August. Man. I'm a Leo. Just to let anyone know.
Nice.
You know, we have a lion now.
That lion.
All right, let's go. All right, so basically I'm doing a character named Beck from the show on Disney XD called Tron Uprising. And it's basically about this program who basically, he goes renegade and he sort of is trying things to have freedom for all the people that are in the universe of Tron. So It's like he's starting a rebellion. Yeah. Oh, yes, he's definitely starting a rebellion, a revolution, you'd also say. So I'm going to just give a 1 to 2 minute skit about it. All right.
Okay.
Do you want to know why I did what I did? It all began there, at Ava's Garage. Working at Ava's Garage was not just a job for me. It was my home. What I would do all the time was hang out with my friends. I may be a young program, but I had been on the grid long enough to know that I had it good. But then one day, everything changed. Crew sent Tess and his goons, and they put out a statue right in the center of Argon Square. From then on, I knew that I had to take a stand. That's why I decided to take up Tron's identity. Tron had saved the good host before. Maybe he could do it again. That's why I went renegade. Okay. Do we have an audience in here? Audience cue or anything like that? We should have like a given for that. Thing. Yeah, we're gonna work towards that. All right. So what do you guys think about that? I have one thing to add to that before you speak. If you want to watch the beginning video, the monologue that I did, you can watch it on my the Majestic Channel at VMO.com. Just to let everybody know.
Repeat that again.
Okay.
One more time.
Okay.
Dude.
Repeat it again, brother. If you want to be in the Majestic Zone, then I suggest that you head to VMO.com and you go to the Majestic Channel and you scroll down the videos and you watch.
Lighting fireworks all day, man.
That's what we're doing here.
All day.
Make good art. Oh, man.
Yes, good art.
Yeah, so Noni, what did you think of his acting performance?
I thought that was really cool.
Did you give him a Grammy?
Yeah, really smooth. A Grammy? No.
Yeah.
What's the acting award?
Oscar.
Yeah, an Oscar. Yeah,
Oscar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Like a
I'm
Tony?
Sorry. I degraded
like
him.
Tony?
I'm sorry about that. Tony.
Yeah, like, isn't that the award for, like, Broadway plays and stuff? Yeah.
That's the Tony Awards.
That's what I'm thinking.
Tony, okay.
Mm-hmm. That was just dropped this beautiful 2 minute skit here. And, you know, we can
find want to watch Tron Uprising.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. It's
premiering later on tonight.
Put
and then going definitely
Disney
see that.
It will be on there.
They put me at a visual.
Disney, if you're listening, you should hire him and let him be one of the actors in the next show that you guys
absolutely
have involving Tron.
Yes, either the animated
absolutely
show or the movie that's coming out. Yes. Yes.
That's funny.
Disney,
but, yeah.
Take that as a hit. The hit.
Yes.
Mr. Majid is the new uprising, the renegade artist, the renegade actor. So we want to give him his
Renegade
friend.
Radio.
Oh, that's good. I like that. The renegade actor.
Yeah. Oh, that actually is good. I like that. That's interesting.
Sounds good to me.
Yes. So now we lead back into Noni now.
Yes.
Noni, you said that you've been now your main weapons of choice are the guitar and the keyboard. So is it a thing where you were like self taught? Did you have music classes for? What's going on with that?
For the most part, I'm self-taught on guitar. I started out with classes, but then the program ended in my neighborhood. So, it was funny. I started out with, like, a Guitar for Dummies DVD, and I just kind of went
really?
There.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, if it works.
It works.
Like, learned some basic chords, and then I just went on the internet, and I just looked up tabs and went from there. And then piano, I learned that I had more structured teaching with that one because in school I concentrated in piano. And, but then a lot of things, you know, certain things are self-taught, but for most part, that's more structured. So, yeah.
I can relate to that. I'm pretty much a self-taught artist. Every time I've been wanting to be taught by someone on how to make good art, something odd always happens. So, you know, sometimes it's just destined for you to do it in your own way.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, I get that. I really do.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. The self-taught, self-wealth, everything is nowadays you have to learn on
your
own.
You have to do it yourself.
Because a lot of people, and not just in the industry, but in general, generally speaking, are hoarding the knowledge, are hoarding their talent, are hoarding for themselves for their own self-profit, and not wanting to teach others how to learn their art to make good art. You know, learn their specific field and do what they do too, or make it better. They have this ego problem where, oh, we only see ourselves as, you know, being the top kahunas, and everybody else on the bottom is
kahunas.
We ain't the peasants. You know, we want a piece of the industry too. We want a piece. We want a piece of the pie, as they say. We want a piece of this of the society. You know, and self wealth goes a long way because, you know, self educating yourself, because you don't get everything through a textbook. You don't get everything in college or high school, elementary school. You have to get it, you know, on your own. And a lot of stuff is not exposed to people, you know.
Yeah.
Exposed to people like this. But with that being said, Noni, in college now, since you are in college, and I'm in college, so we both go to the same school. Shout out to Lick University on the track.
Right.
1854, especially if you see you for sure, you already know we're in the building. So,
right.
With that being said, what was my question? Oh yes, with
you
that being said,
it. You too much.
With that being said, what really, at the inner core, motivates you to make this good art? At the inner core, like deep in yourself, like who or what is it motivates you from the inner core to make good art? Like, is it your environment, or is it the people around you? Is it who?
I think, ultimately, it just feels good to me. It just feels natural, you know, and I don't, if it feels good and it's not hurting anybody,
it's
only, you know, yeah, exactly, like, just do it. Like,
do it.
You know, I feel good, and then hopefully when other people listen to the work, they feel good too. So, I mean, just do it. And then and lots of times, you know, I listen to like the radio and stuff, and I'm just like, man, I could be there, like, you know, I could be playing with these people, I could be, you know, like my song could be played along this, it would fit right in, or, you know, I don't know, just dreaming big, I guess. So that's just what pushes me.
But with that,
I also have a question too. I really wanted to ask this question. How did it feel being at the BET Awards? What was that like?
I wasn't at the BET Awards.
Wait, I guess we're confusing this with someone else.
Yeah.
Well, okay, now, viewers, what you just have experienced is a paranormal moment brought to you by SC3. It happens from time to time. I say some odd stuff that comes out my mouth and I can't take it back.
I'm sorry about that. No, I'm just wondering. I'm like, oh, wait.
I'm like, wait, that happens. Maybe one day you will be on there and I will see you there.
Yeah, definitely,
so,
sure, but not yet.
It's a prediction. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what I just said. Hey, you know, anything is possible. So now I'm without a question, so I'm going to now create one. My question to you is that, you know, whenever whenever you were thinking about what you wanted to do, becoming a musician like yourself, did you think about, like, you know, the fact that, like, your sound is different and the fact that, you know, whenever people hear it, you know, how are they going to respond? How are they going to act? Did you have any of those thoughts running through your mind as you started to create your own sound?
I always hoped to, but I was never sure if I accomplished that. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess at some point I did, like, listen to my stuff, and I'm like, okay, this is a little different or whatever. But, I mean, if it feels good, I just don't fight the feeling. Just put it out there, you know, and just see how people receive it. And if they don't like it, then okay, I'll probably try to tweak something. But if they like it, then hey, just keep going in that direction. I mean,
exactly.
I don't know. Yeah, and I mean, and I think it's always good to come with something fresh. You don't want to sound like a million other
people
who are already out. Yeah, like you got to come forth with your own sound, your own identity. So, you know, to stand out. So, yeah.
I get that. I really do. Yes. So there you have it, folks. You've heard it from Noni Renee herself. She told you, be yourself, be it, be yourself. It is now
be
if,
your own
if any time, yes, because if you're not being yourself, who are you being? Question of the
you're
day.
Being,
you know, who are you being? I want
yeah,
to know.
Someone else.
So, Noni, can you tell us,
yeah.
Let the audience know, those who are listening, where can we find your music at? Where can we listen to your music? Reverb Nation. But can you give the people your information?
Let us know where we can find
this good art.
Right. You can find me on Facebook, Noni Renee, reverbnation.com/Noni Renee, tvkblog.tumblr.com, and soundcloud.com/TVKP. So, yeah, those are my sites.
Yes. And just a side note, if you like what you hear here on Sunset City Radio, we'd like you to like our Facebook page, which is Sunset City Radio. Again, Sunset City Radio.
Just type in Sunset City Radio and you got it.
Just type
right there waiting for you.
And also, if you like digital art and you like art, all types of art, then I would advise you, and strongly advise you at that, to type in also the Sunset City Art Gallery. Again, the Sunset City Art Gallery has a page where Leslie Sabree himself, the distinguished Leslie Sabree, the astonishing Leslie Sabree, the digital finger painter, will portray his artistical work, what happens in Sunset City, our logo is there, the video, to the mixdown, to my mixdown, which he has drawn over, and he has drawn me digitally, which I appreciate a lot, you know, and he could draw you digitally if you want to. You just let him know, then we can put you to the digital world as well.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely bring you to the digital world. That's my specialty. I mean, we did it this week by bringing Noni Sound into the digital world. She became the digital kid. I was like, wow, the digital. See, it's almost like a tongue twister. You can almost not say it. It's something that you have to just see it. You have to hear it. You have to live
it.
Right.
You have to be part of it. You have to be here to hear it. You have to be here live on Sunset City Radio. You have to be here so you can hear these type of interviews, hear these type of people who make good art in the building.
These
so
game
Noni,
changers.
Noni is a game changer. Wow.
Oh, I mean, that
really?
Goes without question. I don't even have to say it. I shouldn't have said it.
I don't know, Noni, if you heard the beginning of the mixdown. I think you have. Listen. If you heard it, she's a game changer, and so whoever's on this show is a game changer. The past guests are game changers. Shout out to Nisho Soul, game changer. Last two weeks we have two members of iSpit. We have Noni Renee and we have Nisho Soul. Shout out to iSpit. Really good.
He's here. Ah, he's in the background. Welcome to the studio, Nisho's back.
We're in the building. Shout out to the distinguished poetry slam coming up in Queens, and also shout out to Khalid.
Khalid just hit up the art gallery.
Yeah, shout out to Khalid.
He needs a direction to the he's asking for the directions to the Sunset City Art Gallery. I'm like, man, I can't give you the directions to get here. You already know how to get here. Just come to Sunset City again. You know where it is.
So we have 90 seconds left. No need. Do you want to hit the acapella?
Please do.
If you want to hit us the acapella, we have 90 seconds left.
Here's what acapella. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Do we have enough time? Yeah, we have.
Here we go.
A couple seconds.
Is there
running
time?
Running time. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you trust me? You said you love me, but I always seem to let you down. Why don't you believe me? You said you need me, but every time I come around, you seem to frown. And it's not all the time, but it's most of the time, and I just feel like I can't do anything right. And it crosses my mind that we go through this all the time. All the time, all the time, yeah. Oh, is that
thank you for listening to Sunset City Radio, which is brought to you by NewJersey.com in America Community Radio. We hope you come back for our next edition, Thursday, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thank you, and good night.